So let's review. The Gemara explains that the reason we separate the Kohen Gadol mibeisoi, meaning from his wife, for 7 days before Yom Kippur, is because we're concerned that she might see Dam a short while after having been intimate, which would require us to be concerned that she might have become a Nida earlier without realizing it. This would make him suffik tummy for 7 days, and he would not be able to do the Avodah. Rav Chisda explained to his students a machlokes and mesechtes Nida that pertains to our Mishnah as follows. Rav Akiva said, Nida mitami is boila. A woman who saw Dam is mitami her husband retroactively from the time of their intimacy. In other words, he is tummy for 7 days as a boil Nida, upon which the Chum disagreed and said, Ein Nida mitami is boila. She is not mitami him retroactively to be considered a boil Nida. This machlokes only applies if she saw Dam after the time frame of Acharzman. But if she saw Dam within the shorter time frame of Acharzman, the Chum would agree with Rabbi Kiva that she would make her husband tummy retroactively for 7 days as a boil Nida. Therefore, the above mentioned concern of the Kohen Gadol becoming tummy 7 days as a boil Nida would apply even according to the Chacham. The Gemara next cites a Mishnah. Kol chiyav tvilis tvilasin bayoyim, nida v'yaledis tvilasin balayla. Generally, those who are tummy can immerse on the last day of their tumma and become tar and remain only a tful yim until sunset. However, a nida v'yaledis cannot immerse during the day but must wait until nightfall. Rabbi Zeir wants to prove from our Mishnah that a boil nida einu kinida v'tevel bayim. One who is intimate with a nida, although he becomes tummy 7 days like the nida, he is not completely like a nida and can be tevel during the day. Therefore, in the case of the Kohen Gadol, if he made tevel during the day on Erev Yom Kippur, he would have Herv Shemesh Yom Kippur night and can then do the Avodah the next day on Yom Kippur. But if we would say that he cannot tevel until nightfall, a 7 day separation for the Kohen Gadol would not be enough. Since he would immerse on the evening of Yom Kippur, which is the end of the 7 days, he would still be at Tful Yom the following day on Yom Kippur and would not be able to do the Avodah. Rav Simi ben Ada argues and says, perhaps Boil Nida Kenida, and he can only be tevel b'layla. And regarding Prisha, it's possible to separate him 1 moment before Shkia sundown of the first of the 7 days, and we say Miktsasim Kekulei. Part of the day is like the whole day, which would mean that he actually started Prisha 8 days before Yom Kippur. Now, even if he became Tamei from a Nida, he could be tevel the night before Yom Kippur, which would be after the 7th day. According to Rav Simi ben Ada, when we say Kol chiyav tefilas tefilasim b'yom chutz minida, anyone who needs to tevel may do so during the day except for a Nida, it means the Nida and the Boil Nida, who is like her. However, according to Rav Zeir, it means except for the Nida only, but the Boil Nida may tevel during the day just like other Tamei. The Gemara concludes with a Braisa taught by Rav Chiya, which explicitly lists Boil Nida among other Tameim who can all tevel during the day. The only exceptions are a Nida and a Yeledes who must tevel at night. The opinion of Rav Simi ben Ada is thus refuted. The Gemara continues. Rav Techlifa, the father of Rav Huna, said in the name of Rava, Zoyse Meres, Thomas Hames, Hutrihi Betzimr. The fact that we let anyone come in to see the Kohen Gadol during these 7 days of separation, and we're not concerned that one of them might die there and make him tame, proves that tumah from a contact with a dead body is permitted for Kabbalah Tzibur. Ravina argues and says, Afilatema Thomas Hames Duchuyahi Betzimr. Even if you say it's not permitted, it's just set aside, which means that we must try to prevent tuma. However, we let people have contact with the Kohen Gadol during the separation period because tuma samas lo shchicha, the possibility that someone will die just then and there is very slight. This shaila is actually machloikas. Itmar, tuma hames, Rav Nachman amar, hutrihi betzibur, it is completely permissible. Rav Sheshes amar, duchuyihi betzibur, it's only set aside. There are two versions of this discussion. In the first version, Hechadika Temein B'Tahirin Bahu Beis Av, if there were Tamei and Tar Kanim in that day's group, everyone agrees, Tahirin Avdi, Temein Layavdi, only the Tar Kanim may do the Avodah. They only argue when there are no Tar Kanim in the day's group. La Dure V'Lasuyi Tahirin Beis Av Achrina. Must we go looking for Tar Kanim from another group? Rav Nachman Amar, Hotahi B'Tziba, B'Le Madrinan, we do not. Rav Sheish Amar, Duchuyi B'Tziba, U'Madrinan, we do. In the second version, Afilah hechadika tarin b'temein b'ahu beisav. Polig Rav Nachman v'ama avdi na b'temein. Even if there are tar kanim in that day's group, Rav Nachman says the temein may also do the avoid because the chol tumas meis b'tzibur rachman asharye. Tumah b'tzibur is completely permitted by the Torah. According to Rav Sheshis, only the Tahirim may do the Avodah. This discussion continues at length on the next daf.